This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 8:02. We are the morning shift. You've got Bo here. I'm Allie Mack. Abe is in, has been in for Mike Johnson all week, and Dom is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
All right, let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline as we're going to get an update on the British Open from Mick Middlemo, also known as Mick the Caddy from Tales from the Tips, the podcast on the Odyssey app with Mick and our friend Dave Ashburn. Dude, hey, are you at home just like with your feet propped up with a couple of TVs on the Peacock app watching this whole thing?
I actually am at home right now. I probably should be going to work, but I'm going to sit here for a little while and watch it and then probably watch all the highlights again tonight of the Open, as we call it.
Who calls it that?
Everybody.
This is a thing that me and Mick do.
I actually knew that this was going to be a topic of conversation today, so I reached out to a few people last night, including a good friend of mine who grew up on Troon Golf Course, and it's just the Open. Two words, that's it.
Wow.
It's not the Open Championship, it's not the British Open, it's just the Open.
The Open, wow.
And we love the Open.
Yeah, it used to be called the thing. Hey, look, speaking of people that it means a lot to, Tyrell Hatton is having a pretty good tournament so far. Mickey's 5-under for the tournament. He's 2-under today through 11. I mean, he's been pretty good this year, but I didn't really expect him to see him at the top of the leaderboard necessarily.
Me either. And he's so much fun to watch because you're just waiting. There's got to be a guy sitting there waiting to push the button when he starts dropping the F-bombs all day because he is a fun man to watch playing golf. He wears all his emotions on his sleeve. He is a good dude.
Hey, Mick, Bryson DeChambeau doesn't really fare well with the unpredictability of a links course. What are you kind of expecting from him?
I was really thinking he was going to come out and have a really, really good tournament because of his length and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just starting to think that maybe excuse me, that Lynx golf isn't his thing. It's like he seems to really struggle at Lynx golf courses. You know, you can probably get away with, you know, some of the American-style courses. You hit a long way and you can still be in the rough. But the rough at these open courses, you know, and I've caddied a couple of them, it's no joke. You get in the heather and stuff like that and, you know, you've seen all the highlights and, you know, anyone who's played Lynx golf knows that, you know, you're not hacking the ball onto the green if you're in that rough. So I think his length doesn't really suit, you know, link-style golf.
It is Mick Middlemo, Mick the Caddy, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking about the Open. TV right now showing Rory McIlroy, Mick. And, you know, he's 1-under for the tournament, kind of hanging around just even through the day-to-day halfway there at the turn. It just feels to me like there's more pressure on Rory McIlroy to win the Open. There is on any other golfer to win any other tournament. I find that aspect fascinating and how he handles it.
Yeah, the media scrutiny on him is really, really high at the Open Championship, and it's certainly this week. And, you know, he's certainly not out of it. I mean, he's kind of treading water today at even par through nine. You know, if he gets a couple birdies on the back nine and sets himself up, he could be in for a good weekend. But the media scrutiny that he faces, you know, every time he tees it up in an Open Championship, you know, expecting him to win it, it's got to weigh, you know, onto you and stuff like that. But, you know, where Scottie Scheffler, he does his thing. He doesn't, you know, grab that much more attention than Rory does. But, yeah, it's certainly a lot for Rory. But, you know, I think he'll be there on Sunday. I think that he's not shooting himself in the foot yet. And Sunday's weather, by the way, is supposed to be horrific. I was looking at it today. It's supposed to be like 75% chance of rain and wind. And so it could be a fun Sunday if the weather comes out like that.
Mick, Justin Rose is become one of my favorite players. Everything I've ever heard about him is one of the nicest guys that plays these days professionally in golf. But he's kind of like always right there. He's got, what, six top three finishes in majors. He does have the one major. But what does he need to do to break through? Because he is always right there, but I feel like he just can't get the job done.
He is the nicest man you'll ever meet on tour. You know, I've had the pleasure of playing a lot of golf with Justin. I used to caddy for a guy by the name of Greg Owen from England, and we played practice rounds together every week. And you could not meet a nicer man on tour. And, you know, I root for him every week and stuff. But, you know, in my podcast, I said that he would have a great tournament this week and he would probably finish top 10. I would love to see him win it. He's got the mental capacity to win it. He's very mentally strong. He's tough. He feels like now at this, you know, this part of his life that he's got nothing to lose. So every week he goes out there, he's just, you know, he's just winging it, you know, and he's playing some good golf. I mean, you know, the Masters, you know, losing in the playoff at the Masters. And now that, you know, he's way up there. And, you know, I expect him really, really to be up there on Sunday.
It is Mick the Caddy, Mick Middlemole podcast, Tales from the Tips. You can find on the Odyssey platform and other podcasts. Platforms as well. They'll certainly be covering the Open. A lot of golfers about midway through their second round today. One hasn't teed off yet. One is making the turn right now, but feels like the first time in a while I've been able to sit and watch Phil Mickelson and John Rahm kind of both be in contention. They're kind of in that Rory McIlroy range, just kind of holding pattern right now and see if they can make a run on the weekend. But they're playing well for what seems like the first time in a while, those two.
Yeah, especially for Phil. I mean, you know, I know he's won over today through two. He got off to, I think he bogeyed the first, which is a brutally tough golf hole. The first is probably one of the hardest golf holes on the tournament for the course. Yeah, I expect John Rahm to be there. I mean, you don't know because we don't watch a lot of live golf. And I must admit, I don't watch a lot of live golf. I'm not against live golf, you know, all the power to them making their money and doing their thing. But you don't know how their form is. There's no real form line for these guys coming into this tournament. You know they're great players, but you just really don't know how the form is playing these three-day tournaments. And, you know, I don't know how – I'm sure it's serious out there, but I just don't know how the form line stacks up. But John Rahm, he's a hell of a player. And Phil, well, you never know with Phil. Phil could have one under yesterday and he could come out and shoot nine over today. Who knows?
Hey, Mick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Scottie Scheffler, you never worry about how he's going to play. You know he's always going to be there at the end. But his comments earlier this week at the Open, as I've been informed to call it, basically was like, look, he could walk away at the game at any point if it was affecting his personal life. I'm just curious on your take on his comments and maybe what other players in the locker room, how they might feel about what he said.
I was really, really interested, and I read a lot into that about, you know, he was like, you know, he could walk away. It's not about the money and all that. You know, it's just, you know, his family's more important and stuff like that. You know, and, you know, all the power to him. He could walk away now. I mean, he's obviously set for life already. And, you know, I guess now it's all about just winning tournaments. And it's a little bit like Tiger was. It was never about money for Tiger. Never, ever, ever. It was just about how many majors he could win, how many tournaments he could win. And the money never ever bothered him. It was like, if he finished 10th, so what? You know, he didn't win. It was a bad week. I don't think Scotty's in that mind frame. But, yeah, he wants to win tournaments, and that's all that matters to him. It's not all about it. You know, I guarantee if his wife said, let's walk away tomorrow, I'm done, Scotty Scheffler would walk away tomorrow and be done. Which would be a shame, because he's fun to watch. I mean, he doesn't polarize people like Tiger did, but that's by any stretch of the imagination. But boy, what a player he is! I mean, he's fun to watch. I love watching him play, and I definitely don't think he's going to walk away from the game. But you just know that at NT he could do a Michael Jordan. He could be like, "Well, I'm done. And see you later." I don't think he's going to play baseball, but
maybe he'll just. I don't think he's going to play baseball either. By the way, Justin Rose is triple bogeyed. I believe it was 10 or 11. It was, so that's great.
We put the hex on him. Good job, gang.
Yeah, I know, right? Mick, hey, I got a couple other guys I want to ask you about before we get out of here. First off, our boy, yeah. I know you're close to the guy. He's been one of my favorite golfers since he got on tour, is Ricky Fowler. I'll be really honest with you. I had no clue on after his round on Friday, we would be talking about him entering the weekend one under. Where is this coming from? Because he hasn't shown this in a major in a long time. He doesn't even get to play in a lot of majors these days.
He doesn't. And, Ricky is a very good friend of mine. We go way back, and I was a caddy in his first ever PGA Tour event. We've become friends ever since, and, you know, we still stay in touch. I didn't see it coming, but, you know, he's obviously a very special friend for me. And then, I watch his scores every week. And, you know, he has shown glimpses in the past 2 months. He's had some really good tournaments and one bad round. I mean, he's had some really, really good tournaments, and then he'd throw a 76 in there on the third round. And so there's been signs that his game's been coming around. So I'm really, really pleased for him to be there. He shot one over today. I'm pleased that he's there. And, I'd love to see a really good finish from this week. But I don't think a win is too far around the corner for Ricky, for sure. And I may even start drinking again if he wins that one.
Hey, you know what? You and I will share. We'll share a picture then, because I'm in on that. I'm a huge Ricky guy. Look, Mick Middlemo joining us here, former caddy on the tour. He's also co-host of Tales from the Tips golf podcast on the Odyssey app and other platforms, as Abe pointed out. Hey, what's up with Tommy Fleetwood? I watched that tournament that he was leading the other day, a couple weeks ago, and he just kind of falls. Mick, he's over a wedge shot, and then he stands up and changes the wedge he's using, and then he hits it short. I mean, that has to be mental. Is it all mental for him? I mean, how does he get over this hump?
I 100% blamed his caddy on that shot that he hit there at Travelers. I discussed this on my podcast, and it was like they were so confused, and they were so. His caddy gave him no confidence to play that shot. I mean, and then you watched Keegan Bradley and his caddy. They were ready, hit the shot. You know, he stumped it in there, and they were ready to go. You know, he stood in the middle of that fairway. They hummed and hawed about wind and hummed and hawed about shots. And just, it wasn't that difficult. It wasn't that difficult of a shot. They made it more difficult. The caddy made it more difficult. He should have just gone, hey, it's 136, it's playing 140, just hit a 140 shot, just left of the pin, go, hit it now. That's it. They hummed and hard. His caddy wasn't forceful enough, and you know, and I think they both had a lot. You know, they basically screwed that up. They really did.
How does that? That's cool. I've never really thought about it. I don't think a lot of people think about it like this. How is that relationship like? I'm sure it's different with each player and caddy, but like you know, what you're telling me is that the caddy has to be very blunt and like to the point with confidence about what he thinks the player should use there. Kind of like a coach?
100%. Yep, 100%. You can't get involved in the score. You can't get involved in the crowds. You can't get involved in anything else going there except for the yardage that you have in your hand. And if it's 140 and it's into the, like I said, if it's 140 yards and it's playing into a four-yard wind, it's 144. It's real simple. It's a 144-yard shot. You're aiming 10 yards left of the pin or 10 feet left of the pin, and that's it. The wind's swirling. No, the wind isn't swirling, and we have to change it. Where do we want to be? It was just a cluster, and I was watching it live, and I was like, there is zero chance that he's going to hit a good shot here because he's so confused right now what he needs to do. There was no clarity. Like, even when he came back and changed clubs, the caddy should have gone, okay, we're hitting this. This is the yardage. This is where you need to hit it. That's your target. Go ahead, hit it there. That's it. Are you 100%? That's what we're doing. And the caddy didn't instill that confidence into him like I think he should have. And, and then you went and watched Keegan Bradley and his caddy, Scotty Vale, and they just went, yep, this is the shot, bang, and he hit it. And it's just, that was, to me, was the perfect difference between having a really good caddy on the bag and a caddy that was too scared to pull the trigger.
Well, we are finishing up with Mick the caddy. Hey, real quick, Mick, when you and Dave are putting together your podcast, Tales from the Tips, who plans out the content and who just gets to show up and wing it?
Oh, I get to show up and wing it. He doesn't tell me anything that's going on.
I love it. He
doesn't tell me anything. He just sits there. He's got like six pages of notes, and then all of a sudden he starts asking me questions, and I'm like, all right, cool. That would have been handy to know before the show started, but we wing it pretty good.
Yeah, but Mick shows up with confidence and pulls the trigger.
Exactly right. You know, just one little tip before you go. You guys were talking fair or foul about air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never find a caddy to room with me because I don't sleep with air conditioning on.
Oh, Mick, that's a deal breaker
right
there.
What is wrong with you?
So, like, I would come back to my hotel room and the housekeeping had turned the AC on and I would turn it off straight away and sleep with it off. It could be 100 degrees outside. There's no AC in my room, I can assure you.
Did this make you feel at home in Australia or what?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the outback. I feel like, yeah, I'm right there and just, you know, put the sound effects on of spiders and, you know, kangaroos and things. I'm good to go.
Well, good stuff, Mick. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the Open.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. That is Mick Middlemo, Mick the Caddy, co-host of Tales from the Tips, alongside Dave Ashburn here at Odyssey. You can find it on the Odyssey app. Coming up, Braves insider Grant McCauley is going to join us to talk about these dang Yankees coming to town. And he just gave me a little hot tip that my hummingbird feeder is active. I'm so excited. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.